And you're listening to KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan, and it's 9 a.m. Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. We're going to get you all on a Friday state of mind right now. We're going to play a song from the Latz Waltz. This one is called The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, back in a few minutes.
A Virgil Caine is the name, and I served on the Danville train. It fell. It's a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, when all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. What you need and you leave the rest, but they should never have taken the very best. The night they drove old Dixie down, when all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. My father before me, I've overworked the land. And like my brother above me, who took a rebel stand. He was just 18, proud and brave. But a Yankee, a lady in his grave. And I swear by the mud below my feet, you can't.
All right, there you go. The night they drove old Dixie down. Welcome to the program, everyone. It's Smoke and Mike Radio. I should change it to that. It's Open Mic Radio. Friday, November the 15th, 2019. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands. Lots of times we have live in-studio performances. Rundown of weekly musical events around the area. My name is Mike Hagan. Good to be here with you. Glad you're here with me. Hello to everyone out there. Welcome to the show. All right, beautiful morning here in mid-Missouri, a little on the chilly side, but it's going to be a nice day. certainly warmer than it was earlier in the week. I don't know about the rest of the weekend. I'm actually heading up to Illinois after the show today. So hopefully not too cold up there in the Chicago area or here in Missouri. In any case, enjoy the day. Should be a good one. Got a cool show in store for you this morning. I'm excited to have a couple of the fried crawdaddies here with me in the studio. We'll talk with Mr. John and...
Good morning.
Yeah, I got John. I got Tony here.
Good morning.
We might get a call from Alan, I think, here in a little bit. And
might have been the call right there.
Well, I think that's the studio line that won't get him on the air. So I think I've got him here on this other one here.
All right.
But at any rate, we'll talk with those guys and have some fun like we do here on Open Mic Radio every Friday. We'll also do a rundown of some of the things that are happening around town tonight and tomorrow. Lots to do, so get out there and get yourself into something. Swing on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway. The doors are always open here at KOPN, both in the back alley door and the front. Love to have visitors come in and say hi. In fact, I think we may have Memphis Chris and maybe Walt Goodman from La Movida. They may stop by or give us a call too today. I'm not sure. But anyway, before we get too busy, let's say thanks to the Ridge Runners for coming down last week. It was great to hang out with Justin and Josh and Tim. We miss Noel. But, hey, 3 out of 4 ain't bad, I guess. Those guys played a great show later that night as well. Cafe Berlin last Friday. Great show with Cosmic Riders and Cara Luis. I believe that's what her name is. St. Louis singer-songwriter. Wonderful female performer.
Was she the headliner?
Yeah, she was the headliner. And the Ridge Runners opened up. And then Cosmic Riders played in between. That was a great show. In fact, I actually ran into Tim again on Sunday at Eastside Tavern. He was doing a little solo set over there for, there was a band called Atlas, who I'm not real familiar with, but then Blake Gardner and the Farmers played after. You know, it's kind of cool to see Eastside doing some more music again. You know, they've done it in the past, yep, on and off, but it seems like Sal and the gang are getting into a little bit more music again over there. So that's good
I've
to see.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
They used to do it way back when he first opened up the place, and then he opened up the place across the street where the Penguin was, and that was the East Side, and that was he was putting bands in there.
I didn't know that Sal ran that place for a while. That must have been quite a few years ago.
That was, and but now once that changed, once he went back to just the smaller East Side, you know, he's come back out to doing live music again.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, yeah, thanks to the Ridge Runners. Those guys are all awesome, and the band is rocking. All right, let's hear another one here from, actually, I'm going to play one from the Fried Crawdaddies, and then we'll come back and we'll talk with you guys. Actually, let's see who's on the phone and make sure we got that working first as well. It's Open Mic Radio. Hi, who's this?
This is Alan.
Hey, Alan Loshbaugh. How are you, man?
Good.
Al.
Yeah.
Got a couple of your other compadres here with me.
Excellent.
Hey, all right. Well, Alan, hold on for a second. I'll have everyone stick around for a minute, and we'll play one here from your EP that was called Love and Illusion. I love this song called Concepcion. We'll come back and we'll play some more from The Last Waltz, but I want to hear this one first, and then we'll talk about what's going on with the Fried Crawdaddies and some other things around town. Back in a few minutes. It's Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia.
Coming to take me away.
in a state you can't live that way. I tried like hell, but I couldn't do well. And now they're coming to take me away. Border when I make my move. Well, they done figured wrong, cause I lead them all on like a dry county boy running booth. All I done wrong was to be myself. But in the state you can't live that way. I tried like hell, but I couldn't do well. And now they're coming to take me away.
All right, there you go. There's one from the Fried Crawdaddies. That's a song called Concepcion, a track from their 2017 EP called Love or Illusion. You're listening to it here on KOPN 89.5 FM. It's open mic radio, and we're streaming on the web live at kopn.org. And you can find information about this program on my website at mikehagan.com. Just click on the little button that says Open Mic Radio. That'll take you over to that site, and you can listen to this program and any others that were produced here and broadcast over the last year and a half or so. All right, I've got Tony Lotvin and Alan Lashbaugh's on the line with us, and John D'Agostino here in the studio with me. Oop. A couple of the Fried Crawdaddies, and we've got some action coming up in the next couple of weeks, so let's find out what these guys are up to. What's up, Tony?
Yeah, we're here to talk about the Last Waltz show, which we are really excited about.
All right, and we got John. You've been doing this for a while too, right, John?
Oh, yeah, we've been working on it for a little while. These tunes I've known since I first started playing, so it's really exciting to be putting them out there with the band.
All right, and we've got Alan here, too. Hi, Alan. Thanks for calling us.
Hey.
All right, so tell us about the Last Waltz.
So this is the fourth year. It's always been, and this year also, it'll be November 29th, a Friday evening. Friday after Thanksgiving at the Blue Note, which means we might be the only show in town. There may be some other shows, but I think we might be the only show in town. So
we're the only show worth it, Tony.
That's right. So John and I have been in it all 4 years as guests.
Okay.
But this year, Sean Kanan and the Voodoo Players, which also includes the Mighty Pines, they've done the first 3 years they were the band.
Okay.
Well, this year that didn't work out, and Pat Kay got a hold of me and asked if the Fried Crawdaddies wanted to play the part of the band. And I should give a shout out to Byron Neighbors too, because I think he put a bug in Pat's ear about doing that, asking about that.
All right.
And so we took it on, and so this year we're really happy. The Fried Crawdaddies are going to play the part of the band, and we've been working since the beginning of October on the tunes. And we have a four-piece horn section. And if you haven't been to the show, it's a reproduction of the 40th anniversary.
Well, I was going to ask you, for people who aren't familiar with the thing in general, it's an old film. Is that right? It was a rock and roll movie.
Yeah, it was a rock and roll movie. That was the last performance by the band.
They were hanging up their rock and roll shoes, so to speak. They'd been on the road for 18 or 19 years and decided to do this last concert, and talking with different people like Scorsese and stuff like that, who said, yes, we should film this. Hmm. Yes. And so it became not only just a recording of the concert that they did, but they decided that not only their few friends that they played with, but they should also reach out to the musical icons of the era, the people like Dr. John and Neil Young, Eric Clapton, Joni Mitchell, you know, Emmylou Harris, who are all icons in their own genres, to be part of the celebration of all the music that they were into and inspired them as well as their music that they put out. So they invited all these guests to come and play this and do this show. And so The Last Waltz, the movie is basically a copy. You know, they're doing that. They're showing you all these performances plus interviews with the different players along the way, you know, given the story of the band as well.
That's awesome.
So it's really a very neat film. You know, Scorsese went on to be, you know, the guy when it came to these type of movies about bands. You know, nobody did it as well as he did, you know. So it's very exciting for us because we love this music, and so we get to be the band that backs up all these people, and these people that are all these stars, now they're all local people. We're reaching out to the community here, and we're grabbing players in their own, you know.
All right, so that's the idea. You guys reproduce the whole experience, and then we bring in local regional artists that play the part of.
Yeah. So this year will be the first year that, because people from St. Louis aren't doing it this year, this will be the first year that the guests and the band and everybody in the show are all local Como, mid-Missouri people.
That's awesome.
So that's exciting.
All right. Now, the original one was, what, like 1975 or something like that?
Yeah, 76, I think.
76, okay.
And also, they, you know, that it was at Winterland in San Francisco where they had it. Actually, it was a full Thanksgiving celebration. The people that were there, they actually served them a full Thanksgiving dinner and then had the concert afterwards. And we're not going to serve the dinner, but
damn it,
it's a day after Thanksgiving. So, you know, if you want to take leftovers, make a sandwich and stick it in your pocket and bring it with you, I guess nobody's going to complain.
Just don't throw them at the band.
Right. Hey, Alan, how familiar are you with The Last Waltz? Were you familiar with it as well?
I wasn't familiar with that specific production, but I've been a fan of the band's music for a long time.
Who were the originals? It was Levon Helms, and I know Robbie Robertson was in for a while. Who were the other members of the band?
Richard Manuel was a keyboard player, great singer, great soul style singer. And
Rick Danko played bass.
Yep. And Garth Hudson, who they called the teacher because he was the most musically trained,
really
played organ, Lowry organ, synthesizers, and he also played woodwind, so he played saxophones and stuff on some of their recordings too, but mainly in concert he was handling a lot of the keyboards.
All right, and so for your band, Alan, you play the bass, correct?
Yes, sir.
We got Tony on the horns, or are you playing? What are you playing, Tony?
I'm actually going to play some horn. I'm also doing a lot of background vocals.
Okay.
And I'll be announcing people coming on stage, so I've got various tasks.
He'll be our MC.
All right, so Tony's going to kind of run the show up there.
And master of ceremonies,
all right,
as it
all
were.
Right. And John, you'll be singing, I guess, and you'll
singing,
be playing some guitar,
piano.
Playing piano.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
piano,
and who else are you guys going to have with you in the band?
Well, and Sean Hennessy.
Of course.
Will be actually playing most of Robbie Robertson's parts. He'll be doing guitar all night.
That's awesome. I love Robbie Robertson.
And a little change from the Crawdaddies. People who have seen the Crawdaddies know that Pete Skolka and Sean both play guitar.
Sure.
And John handles the mainly piano and some organ and other sounds, keyboard sounds. But Pete's also an extremely accomplished piano player.
He's a damn good musician in general.
Oh, yeah.
He can tear the guitar apart. So.
And so if people will remember that, like with Chump Change, who he was a member of from the beginning, he didn't play any guitar. He only played
keys. Yeah.
So because the band was keyboard heavy, right, two keyboard players and one guitar player, it kind of suits us. So Pete's actually going to bring a rack of keyboards and kind of be the Garth Hudson, and John's going to have his keyboard. So we'll have two keyboards, and then for part of the part of the songs, we will actually have one of the guests help out with the keyboards, and Pete will slide into some extra guitar parts.
All right. I bet Pete has a bunch of cool equipment.
He's got a whole studio full of cool equipment.
I'm guessing. I've never been over there, but every time I see him on stage, he's always got so many unique guitars and stuff. I wonder if he's got these old keyboards. I bet he's got some really neat old stuff.
Yeah, he's got the walls of the studio, the big studio room, which is big enough for 10, 12 of us to practice. I mean, it's big enough he's had jazz bands,
right.
School
the
jazz
old
bands
yeah.
in there. And the walls are lined with amps, old amps, and all kinds of equipment. Yeah, he's got a full grand piano in there. In fact, the last grand piano that Frank Hennessy from Hennessy Music, the last grand piano that Frank restored
is in Pete's studio.
Pete's studio.
Studio. Yeah.
Got a full organ, and yeah, he's got more equipment than he should be allowed to have.
Knows what to do with
it. All right.
Pete
unfortunately
also
does know
how.
Oops, sorry.
Hold on, go ahead, Al.
Pete also has his jazz performance master's degree on piano now.
He's
an eminently accomplished keyboardist, and maybe a lot of people didn't know that.
Wow. Hey, Alan, what's your background musically? Are you classically trained, or did you learn by yourself, or tell us a little bit about your background.
I started out playing in rock bands in St. Louis in junior high and high school, and at that same time I was going through the combo and big band jazz programs through junior high and high school and at Mizzou as well.
Yeah, cool. Are you a local guy from around these parts originally?
I was born in the San Francisco Bay Area, went to junior high and high school in St. Louis, and went to college here.
Huh. And how'd you hook up with the rest of the Crawdaddies? Was that something that happened here in Columbia?
Yeah.
John's laughing.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we go way back, and everybody in the Crawdaddies has played in multiple different bands together.
Go ahead and say it, Al. 40 years.
it's been a long time. Yep, been a good long time.
It has. It's been great.
Yeah, I met Al when Al was the second bass player in the original Kansas City Street Band when Pete and I were in that band, in the original band.
Awesome.
That was, yeah.
And what's the makeup of the Crawdaddies right now? It's the three of you guys, Pete, Sean,
Jimmy Joe.
That's what I was forgetting.
Yeah. Drums.
Yeah.
Those six of us.
All right. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about the performance that's coming up with The Last Waltz. It'll be the full band of the Crawdaddies, but also a lot of guests as well that are going to be coming and joining and playing different songs,
that's
right?
That's correct.
All right, let's play one here from Joni Mitchell and give people a feel for what they might hear. But this one is called Coyote. This is one that you like, I know, Tony. Who's going to be performing the part?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Oh, you can't tell me? That's right. Okay, so let's...
so what's going to happen is starting...
All right, let's talk about the great reveal here.
Today, for the next 2 weeks, the Blue Note will be posting one at a time all the guests... So the people that are playing these stars, a lot of them people will recognize if they've been to previous shows they've done, but we've got some new people also.
Okay, so the only thing we know is that it's going to be the Fried Crawdaddies doing essentially the back, you'll be the full band, the backup band, and then we've got a bunch of guests that are coming who we don't know exactly who they're going to be yet.
No, I mean, but we don't know who they're going to play.
right.
I'll give you a quick list who's going to be, the roles are going to be played, right?
Okay,
so we're
going to
have
people
playing Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Emmylou Harris, Ronnie Hawkins, Van Morrison, Eric Clapton, Pop Staples, Mavis Staples, Dr. John, Paul Butterfield, Joni Mitchell.
Holy cow.
And then we'll have somebody special doing a poem from Lawrence Ferlinghetti that he recited at The Last Waltz. And a couple people that'll be around in the audience masquerading as Martin Scorsese and
Bill Graham.
All the guest performers are giants of the mid-Missouri regional music scene. You'll recognize all of them.
Awesome. I can't wait. I imagine it's going to be really good, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
All right. Well, let's play one here from the original. This is Joni Mitchell singing a song called Coyote from The Last Waltz. You can catch this being performed live here in Columbia. Fried Crawdaddies will be doing the music, and a bunch of guest stars that will be joining them as well. That is 2 weeks from today, or 2 weeks
November,
from tomorrow?
Friday, November 29th.
So 2 weeks from today at the Blue Note. You got plenty of time to get ready for that one. So no excuses if you miss it. All right, it's Mike, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Back in a few minutes with the Fried Crawdaddies.
Joni Mitchell. Right.
Coyote, we just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel-to-reel. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get. Still feel so alone, and still feel related, like stations in some relay. Oh, not a hit and run driver, no, no, racing away. You just pick up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Saw a farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We rolled right past that tragedy till we pulled into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. The locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and there, why'd you have to get so drunk and lead me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker wheat, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes. Here go same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes in numbered doors, where the players slick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, coyote, I just get off up a ways. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coyote's in the coffee shop, he's staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tights, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spelling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. And with this flame you put in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the freeway. Thank you.
Great stuff there from Joni Mitchell. Seeing Coyote, that's from The Last Waltz. You can hear that yourself in a couple weeks here. They'll be performing The Last Waltz at the Blue Note live on the 29th of November. That's the Friday right after Thanksgiving.
Right after Thanksgiving.
And you can catch the Fried Crawdaddies down there with a whole bunch of guest stars. That'll be performing that to a T, I can tell you. So
yeah, and you know, the tickets are really reasonable too. There are a couple of things happened with the tickets this year. Pat and I talked about it, and the price is going to be a little bit lower. Try to get more people to be able to come.
Okay, what's the ticket price
like
this year?
$7 in advance.
Fair enough. Yeah,
$10 reserve seat in the balcony. And it's a heck of a show for that.
All right, great. Once again, that's 2 weeks from tonight. All right, before we get back in the show, I need to tell you that KOPN thanks our listener sponsors and the Columbia Missourian for support of our programming. The Columbia Missourian has been a community news source since 1908, and the Missourian provides city, university, local politics, and sports news, striving to raise issues that illustrate mid-Missouri citizens. All right, subscribers to the Missourian can have the news delivered to their home or business. Copies are available daily at newsstands around town or 24/7 at columbiamissourian.com, a community news source since 1908, the Columbia Missourian. Also, this program is brought to you in part by listener support and a donation from Ragtag Cinema. This week at Ragtag, Jojo Rabbit, Harriet, Arrival, and the Suffragettes in the Silent Cinema, presented by the League of Women Voters. More information can be found at ragtagcinema.org or by visiting Ragtag at 10 Hitt Street in downtown Columbia. All right, I do have to say one other thing about an event that's coming up here at KOPN. This is tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Lake Mary and friends will be here at KOPN performing in the Ashlock Room, just across the hallway there in the library.
Cool.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We're starting to do a little bit more of that. We're going to try to really bump up the KOPN house concerts and that type of thing.
We used to do it regularly.
Well, we're going
to
start doing
D'Onofrio
it again.
D'Onofrio used to do a show on Sundays called Boone County Live.
Oh my gosh,
he
I
would
love
bring
it.
And he would bring in, you know, hell, one time they carried a acoustic piano all the way up the front steps and put it in there so I could do a show for him.
Oh my god,
it was so cool. I think the tape's up there somewhere in the archives. I haven't dug it out, but
I imagine it is. Know. We've got some stuff up there that's just gems, you know. I mean, crazy stuff that was happening back here in the 70s. Yeah. So anyway, there are a number of programmers here that are making a more concerted effort to start doing more live music here at the station, and myself included, and we're really looking for some cool things coming up in the next year here. So, that's maybe something we can talk with you guys about off the air.
Certainly.
Yeah. All right.
We did. We did a great the last show we did in the last days that Deborah Harden was alive. We did. Mm-hmm. One of the Love Matters shows up here, and that was a great, great experience.
That's awesome. All right, let's take a quick sidetrack here, and I'm going to mention a few things that are happening around town this weekend. You guys feel free to chime in, because a lot of the stuff I'm not familiar with, and you may or may not be, but if you are, feel free to jump in, okay?
Yahoo, rant and rave.
That's right. At the Blue Note tonight, we've got some burlesque going on.
All right.
I like it. National and award-winning talent from all over the country. The best of Show Me Burlesque. Damn. That's tonight at 8:30 at the Blue Note. If you want to get your burlesque on, that's the place to do it. Tomorrow night, Whole Lot of Love, a salute to Led Zeppelin with Moose Plural. I love the name, Moose Plural. Tomorrow night, some Zeppelin music with Moose Plural. That's 7:30 door, 8:30 show.
So that's Byron Neighbors. And
Is that who's doing that?
Yeah. I lost the band name. Cover band that he's in, mostly cover band.
Yeah.
From Jeff City and like Ryan Hobart and
I'm missing it though too.
Yeah, and all those guys.
Well, anyway, you can catch them tomorrow night at at the Blue Note. And on tonight, I guess it's Friday, so we usually have happy hour down there at Rose.
Yeah, Mr. Fun.
Mr. Fun. Tell me about Mr. Fun.
Mr. Fun is Pete Skolka and John Hennessy and Kevin Hennessy and Jake Hanselman.
All right.
And they're guitar. They'll be guitar-led, funk, fusion.
Right on.
instrumental stuff, and it is they're off the charts hot with this stuff.
Cool. So awesome happy hour show tonight. Friday happy hour at Rose Music Hall. That's 5 to 7. You can see Mr. Fun, some great musicians.
No charge. No charge.
Right, yeah, free. Free as well. Free show. And if you stick around, you can see Old Salt. Well, I guess it's tomorrow night. Old Salt Union with our friends Mercer and Johnson. Brock Johnson and Shannon Mercer are going to be playing tomorrow night with Old Salt Union. That'll be a great show. I was hoping that Brock might give us a call this morning, but it's a little bit before his waking hours, I think. Anyway, we'll see.
He works late.
Yeah, he does, typically. And then we've got a show on Sunday as well at Rose, the David Wax Museum.
David Wax Museum. Oh, boy. He grew up in high school here with my kids.
Really?
Well, let's see, and Sam's 35 or something. Yeah, and he's been... he really has made a name for himself learning American and Mexican folk music, and along with his wife, they just do a fantastic show.
And what's the style of music?
It's a folk, pretty heavy folk, not Americana, but like Mexican and like a world, kind of like world music, really, in a way. It's really, she plays a jawbone, which is actually a real jawbone. A lot of people don't realize when they talk about a jawbone, that was it actually with the teeth in it rattle when you shake it, and it has certain sounds when you hit it and stuff. They do a wonderful job of entertaining, and they've got a new album out. I haven't heard it yet, but he's a local boy. Comes back here once in a while, you know.
Right on. Okay, so Sunday, November 17th, David Wax Museum, local dude, playing some world folk music, all right? And they're also going to be helped out by a band called the Harmelays. Not familiar with them. Okay, so that's what's happening at Blue Knot at Rose. What do we got going at Berlin? Tonight, as a matter of fact, the KOPN and KCOU record sale and dance party at Cafe Berlin. We went through a whole bunch of the inventory here at KOPN, and we were able to come up with a whole bunch of records that we decided to share with the public. So we're going to be doing a record sale tonight at Cafe Berlin, along with KCOU. I guess they've done something similar. All right, that's tonight at Cafe Berlin.
Get your ride alarm.
Yeah, that's right. Roachport General Store, Flyover Country tonight, and Open Road tomorrow.
Fun stuff.
That's a lot of fun. I love to go to the Roachport store. I live out that way, so I go down there quite a bit. And it's just a fun little crowd, and you guys have probably done some down there, I imagine.
We haven't. Mr. Fun has.
I mean, some of you gentlemen from the band. Yeah, I'm sure you've been down there. John, I think I may have even seen you down there.
Maybe.
You never know, right?
Never know.
Anyway, so Roachport Store is a lot of fun. 8 o'clock until 10 or 11, usually every Friday, Saturday night. Got some good stuff tonight.
I'll have to look at my calendar and see if I've been there.
Cooper's Landing, I don't know. The weather.
The cold.
The weather, you never know. They might do something. Now, I've got someone here trying to get through on the phone. Let's see if we can get both of these guys at the same time. Well, I just hung up on someone, and I probably got Alan back. Is that you, Alan?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hey.
Good. All right. So whoever was calling that wasn't Alan, try to call on this number, 573-443-7380. And if you call on that one, I think I can get you both on the line at the same time. If not, you'll just have to – we'll have to trade off. So, all right. So Cooper's Landing, probably nothing going on unless the weather gets real nice tomorrow. Eastside Tavern, we talked a little bit about Eastside. I don't think they're doing any music this weekend, but keep an eye on them because they're starting to get back into the music scene, and I like the fact that they're doing it. So so we'll add them to our list here of venues that we check out. I think that's about it. There's probably some stuff going on at Fretboard. I don't know exactly what, but you might check out Fretboard Coffee. And I guess Le Bourgeois done. And I don't think there's anything at Catfish Katie's. So, yeah, that's about what's happening around town. Okay, so back now to Alan and Tony and John and whoever else was trying to call. I guess we'll see if you can get through again. How many songs will you guys end up performing, you think, at the show? Will there be
22?
There's 22 songs being performed. Fantastic. All right, and we went through some.
I have to give a big shout out to my bandmates
for sure,
because I've been mostly involved with learning some parts here and there to fill in and organizing. But Alan and John and Jimmy and Pete and Sean have just put in yeoman's work learning all this stuff. And the way it's put together is we're learning the arrangements, original arrangements.
And the way they played
it. The way
in
these guys are, they want to be accurate and really play true to form, and it's really coming together that way. And then the guests then are instructed to learn their song they're doing from the same arrangement, so that when we do the rehearsals with them, everybody's been working on the same version of the songs. And for the most part, that's happening, and it's making it a lot easier to bring it all together.
All right, so how pardon me, when you're rehearsing, practicing for the show, and you have guests that are going to be performing. For example, you have a young woman apparently who's going to be performing as Joni Mitchell, and we got Clapton and Dylan and a whole bunch of other folks. So are you guys doing those rehearsals together?
Well, so the way we did it is the month of October, we divided all the songs, all 22 songs, basically into four groups.
Okay.
And then gave everybody in the band time to actually just listen and work on their own parts, make their own notes. And then we had four rehearsals where we actually five all together where we came together, just us, the
Crawdaddies, okay,
and worked our way through these songs. And then last week we added the horn section and worked through a bunch of the songs the horns were going to be in.
How many horns you got?
Four horns, five with me when I'm playing horn.
Okay.
And then we did that last week, and then we've got a few more rehearsals. We've got the guests actually divided up in groups, and they're gonna come in groups, and we're gonna go through their song,
those particular songs,
with them.
Yeah.
So that in the past with the band from St. Louis doing it, they didn't have that advantage, so to speak. In that the Friday of the show, they did the sound check, and then there was a full dress rehearsal with all the guests, and then the show, and it made for a really long day and so forth. We had the advantage of being able to communicate with the guests who were here in town.
Yeah,
and so
that's great.
We worked it out so that they had the choice of when they could come and go through their song, but by the time they come in, we've already got their song ready. The horns have their song ready if the horns are playing on it, and so we're actually doing kind of a dress rehearsal in the studio with them so they don't have to come early and on the day of the show.
Yeah, it
show
makes it a little bit more comfortable,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Exactly. And a little more time to work through their song. If there's some rough spot or something we need to work through, we're at a rehearsal, we can work through those things.
What are your thoughts in general about the people outside of the band that you've been working with? Are you, and we can talk a little bit about the local scene in general.
We're excited. I mean, all these people are so talented. I mean, and they, they love music. That's why they're doing what they're doing. And the horns are cool. We got, trombone and a tuba and saxophone and trumpet, So we've got a nice, really full-bodied horn section. And they're all local cats who are all good players. So it's really exciting, with me, the more the merrier, it's really cool. And I gotta say, these local artists that are helping us out, like I say, not only are they regionally known, but they're just like the band. They're reaching out to the best of the crop,
we're doing the same,
reaching out to some of the best guys around, guys and gals around.
I think we should talk a little bit about that, the local scene, because I think last time you guys were here, we maybe talked a little bit, but you've been around and in the scene for a long time, all of you, Alan and Tony and John, and you guys have been embedded in the music scene for decades now. So your thoughts in general about the mid-Missouri music scene and the men and women, boys and girls, young women, young men, whatever, that are making music here.
It's amazing the sheer numbers of talented musicians that are in this town and have come from this town and moved on to other places. Columbia is a good place. It's real easy to fall in. I stayed and decided to raise a family and that type of thing, rather than to try my hand out on the road, mm-hmm. kind of thing. And mm-hmm. that's a hard way to go. But there's been a number of people who've had great success coming from Columbia. So it's a nice breeding ground, because if nothing else, you find your place, you find your voice. because you have a place to give your voice, you know, so you're able to, you know, you're able to hone your talents, you know, to work things up to you know, it's been a great town for that, an incubator, as you will.
Yeah. You know, I see a lot of real friendly collaboration, too. It's one of the things that I think is so neat about the Columbia scene is that, I mean, there's friendly competition, of course, you know, because everyone's trying to do the best they can. But the mixing and matching between all of the men and women who play around here, I think is just fantastic. There's so many different projects that involve people from this band with people from that band, and then a girl from over here and a guy from over there. And next thing you know, you've got all these, it's just a melting pot of really cool stuff. And everybody seems to get along pretty well.
Yeah, and yeah. I think there's a tradition of that here in Columbia.
Well, it's rare. It's not. It's hard to do. I mean, I've been in many towns, cities where the music scene was very combative and sort of dog eat dog in a way. You know.
Yeah, there's more musicians and bands and performers out of Columbia than I can ever remember. And I still feel like I only know a small percentage of them. But every time I turn around, there's some other great singer-songwriter, some other upcoming young band. But it's also, you know, the availability of the biggest difference is the communication and the internet and what it's done. Back when Jerome, in the 70s, when Jerome was doing the plays, we had 50 people involved in those plays that he wrote and musicals that he did. And it was a very tight-knit group, but it was a smaller community group of musicians and performers.
Right.
But when we went out on the road, when the street band first went out on the road, or was out on the road, you know, Glenn Bummer Ward, that's a hint. Glenn Bummer Ward, he had to work with agents. He had to call bars individually to get us gigs. Now you've got bands like the Hoot and Hollers, I mean, and other bands like that that can get more notoriety because of the internet, but can also book themselves and get in touch with ways to travel to Europe and other places.
Hoot and Hollers are in really London tonight, as a matter of fact. They're in Europe right now. They left a couple days ago, and they'll be touring over there in the UK for the next couple, 3 weeks. So.
And then you also have all these you know, young people like the Burney Sisters, but there's a lot of other young musicians that are absolutely tremendous for what they're learning. But the availability of learning over the internet, the availability of ways to learn about music have just exploded. So we've benefited from that as a community.
Alan, what were you going to add?
To me, the coolest thing about this project is that I'm getting the opportunity to work with some really great people who I don't get to work with because they've got their own projects. And so they're all people that I've really wanted to work with in the past, and now I get to, which is great.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Well,
very cool.
We've got about 10 minutes left of the show. We're going to finish off with a song called Ophelia in a few, but let's talk a little bit more about what you guys are up to. Other than the Last Waltz, what's going on with the Fried Crawdaddies? Last time we talked, you were kind of hinting about some new material that was going to be available, that you were working on a record, but no commitments were made, certainly not from John.
No, so. No, still nothing yet to my chagrin and the other guy's dismay. I've been kind of dragging my feet on it, and now we've been in the middle of all these rehearsals for the band project, so it's kind of still in the works, although I am getting the artwork. I've been getting with the artist, and we're getting that finaled up and completed. And
you know, I heard a funny story actually that about artwork, and this has to do with your record called Love or Illusion. Mm-hmm. There's a young woman who I know who actually works over at Butch's, and she used to work at Yeti, the place where they make T-shirts here in town.
Right.
Well, apparently, you guys had some T-shirts made over there.
Yeah, we actually have a whole new batch of T-shirts, new colors.
Okay, so get this. So some kids from a fraternity had also made an order for some shirts there. and something got messed up in the shop. And when the kids came to get their fraternity shirts, they gave them the Fried Crawdaddy shirt. And they were like, what is this artwork on our shirts? This is so weird or whatever. It's kind of cool, though. And they wanted to keep them. And they wanted to add, like, the fraternity thing over the art. And they said, no, sorry, these aren't even your shirts. This is a local band in town. And they were like, oh, what?
So, you know, that artwork is from Alan's mom.
Loshbaugh's mom.
Yeah. Wonderful artist.
Really?
May she rest in peace. Huh. And so that's one of her pieces of art that we've reproduced on that T-shirt.
Wow, fantastic. Well, that's super cool. Yeah.
Cover of the Lover Illusion CD.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, Alan, your mom's fantastic artist. That was great.
Yeah, she was a big success in Santa Fe and achieved some notoriety.
That's quite an art scene there in Santa Fe. If you've never been there, it's incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, okay, what about other performances? Fried Crawdaddies, you guys have anything else coming up other than the last
one? We'll have First Friday then.
Of course,
December
First Friday.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Which will be at Rose.
And then we've also got, we're playing the Mission on the 9th.
Oh, down in Jeff City.
November 9th, uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. All right.
And that's the Crawdaddies.
What's that,
well.
December 9th?
December 9th.
12-9.
Or November, no.
Yeah, December 9th.
Right? Yeah, December 9th.
If it's November 9th, we'll have to do a little time travel to get back there and play that one.
Sorry. December, it'll be the 14th.
Aha.
Looking at the wrong calendar.
Ah, okay,
that
December
will be
14th.
The Mission on the 14th.
Right on. Okay. Fried Crawdaddy is down in Jeff City.
First Friday's the December
the
6th. So a week from after the...
A week after the last waltz.
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
And
sounds
then
good.
Also we'll be... we're still waiting for exactly how... it hasn't been announced yet when we're going to be playing, but for the Mid-Mo Fest in... it comes up in January, the MoFest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We'll be part of that, people can watch for that announcement too.
All right, sounds good. All right, well, anything else you want to add? Who should I have on the show here that I haven't had on? You guys got anybody that I've missed
on your show?
Yeah.
You mean from the Crawdaddies?
Anybody? No, for anybody local or just anybody.
I don't know. You do a pretty good job of getting a lot of people in here.
All right. Well, I just thought I'd ask because that's one of my new angles. When I have people in, I say, well, who should I have? Because a lot of times I'll be a band that knows someone that I don't know.
Have you had Artie's Univibe up here, Artie?
No.
You should get check out Artie's Univibe. And. He's a great guitar player.
There it is,
wonderful,
on the list.
Wonderful dude.
Yeah. What's his story?
What's his story? Boy, he's got a big long, we don't have time for it, but he's a really good a singer and player.
He used to front a band called Satchel Daddy back in the day. Huh. You've been around long enough to remember that.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, I'll put them on my list here. So, well, all right, Fried Crawdaddies, gentlemen, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, and I look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks for sure at the last waltz. But maybe between now and then we'll run out and grab a beer or something.
Yeah, everybody save. Oh, one more thing I want to add in.
Sure.
Part of the last waltz, the Blue Note, $1 every ticket, we got a charity involved.
Oh, great.
Or a non-for-profit involved, which are the folks that raise money for the community garden and the farmers market and that whole group. So like $1 out of every ticket.
That's great.
Is going to get donated. But get your tickets online ahead of time. Save yourself $3. If you're at the door, it's going to be 10.
$7 if you do it before.
Buy tickets ahead of time. Yeah. Get your family out there if they're going to be around for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and looking for something to
it's
do
a great
on
time.
Friday night and
really
get some tickets in advance. And we'll see everybody out there.
All right. I look forward to it.
Thanks
see you guys
for having
then.
Us, buddy.
You bet. Take care, John.
All right.
See you, Alan.
See you. Thanks for the chat.
You bet. Take care, man. All right, you too, Jeff. Jeff, where'd that come from? Anyway, all right, Tony, I'll talk to you soon. All right, everybody, it's Mike. You've been listening.
Dave.
Open
you just call me Dave.
Yeah, I'll call you Dave. In fact, stay on the mics for a minute because we'll wrap it up
Dave.
Here. Speaking of Dave, Dave Durnley gave me a call a couple weeks ago, and he's writing some new songs like he always does. Got to get him back here on the air and with you and the other Dave or the other Daves. Anyway, next week we got John Galbraith will be here. The John Galbraith 3 has a new record that's called All the Little Things. John puts out more music than I then I can, I don't know how he does it, but anyway, more new music from John Galbraith and his band. We'll have him, and we'll also have a call from BC from Don't Mind Dying next week, I think, because John and the band are opening for those guys next week at Rose. I think that's a Saturday show, so that'll be fun, though. Wow. John Galbraith and his band, along with Don't Mind Dying, next week. But anyway, we'll have John here on the air, and we'll get a call from BC. It's too early for Brian to get down here to the studio, but I talked him into actually trying to get on the phone with him. So anyway, Al Jolly,
we can call him.
Going to be coming down. Right. You know Al Jolly, right, Tony?
Al and I are going to be playing together this weekend.
He's so awesome.
Al Jolly and I are going to be playing at 10 o'clock on Saturday and 11 o'clock on Sunday at Fall into Art out at Parkade Plaza.
Fantastic.
Which Diane will be talking about
with your
show.
With your girl here in a few minutes.
My wife's going to be on with her talking about that art show. But yeah, I always have fun playing with Al. We don't get to play with each other very often, but when we do, we have a great time.
Well, he's fantastic. So I'm going to get him here on the program sometime soon. We got a bunch of other people, but we're running out of time. So I will tell you the email address, mikehagan@mikehagan.com. If you have anything you want to share with me, stick around for Diana. And speaking of the arts, in just a few minutes, hope you're ready for winter. It is here. Enjoy yourselves. Stay safe this weekend. Be cool to yourself. Be cool to other people. And cheers, everyone. I'll catch you all next week. Here's one more from the band. This one is called Ophelia. Take care, everyone.
Ophelia!
You got it.
One, two, three. Why would anybody leave so quickly for Ophelia? Where have you gone?